Valley Congressman Jim Costa has served in state and federal government for all his adult life, but he never thought he would see a day like January 6th of 2021.
I was one of about 30 members that was trapped in the House gallery for over 40 minutes. Thank God for the Capitol Police, the Washington, D.C. Police, and the National Guard that protected the Congress, those of us who were trapped in the House gallery, the Vice President of the United States, in which the angry mob attempted to indicate that they wanted to hang the Vice President, and also folks that were looking for Speaker Pelosi to assassinate her. It was the saddest day in modern history, I think.
Costa shared his chilling memories about what transpired on that fateful January 6th attack on the nation's capital by that violent Trump-inspired mob.
At the time, it seemed surreal for 40 minutes to hear tear gas going off and to hear this angry mob pounding on the doors of the House chambers, attempting to break in as they had in the Senate chambers.
As a Valley Democrat, Costa has always worked in Congress with Bakersfield Representative Kevin McCarthy on issues of mutual concern. But now, McCarthy has attached himself to disgraced former President Donald Trump, embracing the big lie and the most extreme elements of the Republican Party like Marjorie Taylor Greene. How does Jim Costa feel about that transformation?
Well, it saddens me. I've known Kevin since the days that we were in Sacramento together and when he worked for Congressman Bill Thomas. By the way, it saddened Congressman Bill Thomas, who has been very vocal about the actions of Congressman McCarthy since this January insurrection and sedition.
Kevin McCarthy's role in the ongoing attempt by the GOP to undermine democracy was the focal point of national and local activists in Bakersfield today. Chris Talent represents Hazmat America, a group dedicated to combating the big lie.
Dolores Huerta will also be on hand speaking today. And dozens of just regular voters, regular constituents from Bakersfield. The response, I can really tell you, has been huge. So we knew that we needed to kick off our campaign outside Kevin McCarthy's office.
People in other Valley towns are participating in a January 6th vigil for democracy as well. Those in Bakersfield were lent a helping hand by a superhero known as Cleanup Carl.
Cleanup Carl is a 12-foot tall hazmat wearing bright yellow balloon. He wears the hazmat suit because he represents that we're here to clean up these toxic interests that are corrupting our democracy.
Hazmat America also brought a large billboard truck roving around Bakersfield with messages calling for the prosecution of Trump and his associates. Again, Chris Talent.
We are calling for the prosecution of Trump and all who are responsible for the insurrection a year ago. Anybody who incited that attack and participated in it should be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. And with regard to Kevin McCarthy, he is leading the Republicans in Congress who are putting Trump over the Constitution. And when you consider what happened a year ago, the violence, the deaths that it resulted in, and the danger to our democracy, it cannot be underestimated how dangerous it is.
Congressman Jim Costa concluded his remarks today with this: "We should never, ever take our institutions of government for granted, because a year ago today we witnessed, as resilient as our country has been, how fragile our democracy can be." Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.